It's about 15 minutes now after 3 o'clock. Chuck Hall sitting in on a blustery day once again. Slight breeze out there. 64 degrees under cloudy skies and a chance of rain throughout the evening. I know, that's the happy part of the show. Woof! Wow. Time now for the gun file. Why do we do it? Stupidest. I'm just going to read this police report verbatim. This guy, or this woman, really just had no clue. Kids, this is why you stay in school. Don't drink and drive and buckle up. According to Parkersburg Police, the suspect was driving on Covert Street when he hit a 1996 Cadillac. Police say he then proceeded to 17th Street, where he hit a utility pole and a speed limit sign, and then he drove over to Emerson Avenue. Officials say he also hit a 2010 Ford Explorer before continuing on 31st Street, hitting two parking signs, and then the Parkersburg Baptist Church. Police say he then took Hemlock Street to 32nd to his home, which he also hit. The man was treated for injuries at the scene and taken in. This guy was on a roll. Nice going there, bub. Can't say, we have to say allegedly alcohol was involved because we don't know for sure. This is kind of one of those sad stories in a way, but you know, if you're out robbing old ladies of their purse, maybe more of this could happen. Two men who police say tried to steal a woman's purse early Monday got more than they bargained for when as many as 15 of the victim's family members and friends rushed to her aid, then severely beat and shot and stabbed the suspects. Fayetteville police officers arrived at the scene of the melee, Cambridge Arms Apartments, about 12:45 a.m. They found the two men lying on the pavement of the parking lot, multiple stab and gunshot wounds. According to police, 22-year-old Raphael Waddy, 26-year-old Terrell Battle, armed with a handgun when they tried to rob Maria Guevara of her purse. Guevara began screaming. That alerted 10 to 15 family members and friends who lived nearby in the same building, rushed out and gave chase. One of the robbers fired back at them as they ran. Didn't matter. Her family members caught him, disarmed them, and then beat the tar out of him. Both suspects were shot during the initial struggle, and then the family, after that, just beat him up and stabbed him. Oh yeah, the third man who was driving the car had the doors open and was yelling for the men to get back inside. Then he drove off. He looked up and realized how many accomplices there were, and they were outnumbered. He just drove off. They were just standing there and took their whooping. And there you have it, people. You're going to steal purses. Be prepared. Family could be close by, and you are going to take a drilling. Oh, there you have it. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. Might think about that next time, boneheads. There's your gun file on this Wednesday, May 25th. Chuck Hall with you. More music on the way. Montgomery Gentry coming up next on Court.